Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your air conditioning or furnace stops working in the middle of the night, on a weekend or over a holiday, there's no reason to wait to get it fixed. Because Atlas Butler's always open, and we never charge any overtime or after-hours fees.
The Atlas Butler family is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We have this runoff in the great state of Georgia. It is on December 6th. In light of this, the Herschel Walker campaign has put out this ad. It was a massive rally post-election that he put out and saying we were ready to go after it was announced that, in fact, it would be a runoff. I want to play this for you.
Hey, the gas price is going up. Hey, your grocery bill going up. Have your utility bill going up. You know who's the cause of that. It's not just Joe Biden, but it's Senator Warnock as well. They say that I don't need this. They say I don't need this. That's not the truth. I do need this because I'm not going to let my family hurt. And all of you are my family. So I'm going to protect my family. Because if you watch what he was saying, we're going to go in a runoff. And if he want to go in a runoff with me, I'm saying you bring it, Holmes. You bring it because I will build for this. This is what I will build for. I'm not going to Washington to make friends. I'm going to Washington to do my job. That's what he should have done. They want to change everything about this country. They want to change it. And I said, right now, we got the B team in. It is time to put the A team in. December the 6th, we got to get out and vote. Because if we sit on the sideline, we will not recognize this country again. And I want to tell him right now, don't let that door hit you in the right side as you leave the people off it.
All right, Herschel Walker joins us now. How are you, sir?
Hello there, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This would be an important race because it would be a 50-50 Senate again. It's going to be an important runoff. I know some people are angry at some of the results, et cetera, but this race of yours matters, and we got to pay attention to it, and it's very winnable.
This race does matter. It matters a great deal because, you know, all we have to do is get one person on a Democrat to flip over. And if they love this country and they love their state, I think they would do that because right now they need to represent the people that that he elected them to go to office. I don't think they need to be representing Washington or representing Joe Biden, but represent the people that they elected them to go to office because we can get these grocery prices down. We can get the gas prices down. We can stop some of the crime on the streets and close this border. But we got to come together and do the right thing by the people and not do the right thing by a party. This is not about party, but this is about the people of the United States of America, and this is about the great people of Georgia.
You know, I understand that that now all of Georgia is coalescing around you. Apparently, Governor Kemp, who didn't need a runoff, is going to be out there on the campaign stump for you quite a bit. Is that true?
No, that is true. And, you know, a lot of the Republicans, they are rallying behind me because they know that we're going to row the boat in the same direction. I think people need to realize that when you have a person like Senator Warnock in Washington, he seems to be rowing the boat against everything Governor Kemp is trying to do. so nothing ever get done. But yet, if you get someone like myself that believes in the same thing Governor Kemp is believing in, we can row the boat in the same direction that we can get things done for the great people of Georgia. And that's what I want to do. Right now, Senator Warnock has shown us who he is. He's a hypocrite. I think he has tried to sling a lot of mud at me, but yet I think right now, after people have seen what he's done in this apartment building, they see that he's not what he claimed to be. He's not a preacher that believes in forgiveness. He's not a preacher that believes in compassion. He's someone that's all out for himself, and we got to get him out of office because right now he's made money while the people of Georgia have lost money. Then, you know, right now grocery prices are up, gas prices are up, your utility bill is up. Everything that's happened since he's been in office, and that is less than 2 years, and I'm not sure if we can take 6 years of this.
I don't think any of us can, to be very, very honest. You know, it is an amazing thing. I think Georgia fared better, you know, since the COVID changes to our election system, where, you know, you have longer and longer periods where people get to vote, and you know, you have more and more people, you know, dropping their ballots in mailbox, drop boxes, et cetera, et cetera. When I look at what's happening in Arizona and Nevada and Alaska and California and their inability to count votes, you know, it just, to me, the whole system, if that's the system, it's unfair. You know, if I had my way, I would go to a one day election day, national holiday, partisan observers, you know, watch hand ballots, you know, written out by people. They watch the voting, they watch the vote counting, and you have the results at the end of the night, like France and Canada and the UK and so many other countries do. Are we making it too complicated for people? I mean, look, 2.5 million people, it seems like Georgia adapted better than other states to these new rules. Do you think these are the right rules?
Well, right now, I think SB 202 has helped Georgia out a great deal. And, you know, it is sad that you watch some states that seem to take days to count votes. And I don't think it's fair to the people. You know, this should be about the people having the right to vote and have your voices heard and your vote counted should be one of the most precious things you can have. And to have them to take days to count votes, I think is a shame. I think we can do better. We should do better. Being with a great country that we are, we should go out and we should do better and make things a little bit easier for the people to vote and not make it more difficult and make the people not trust in this voting system, because we're good people and we can get this thing worked out if we come together, quit arguing between parties and come together as one and make people have the voices heard and vote counted. That's the reason I'm running, and that's the reason I tell everyone to go to TeamHerschel.com. They're trying to buy this seat. Senator Warnock trying to buy this seat because he's done nothing for Georgia since he gotten into office, and I'm not going to let him buy this seat. Georgia's not for sale. Georgia's not New York. They're not California. So all the money he's raised from those places, they're not going to buy this seat. This seat is about a Georgia boy who loved the Georgia people, and everybody in Georgia is my family.
You know, it is amazing the amount of money. How much was finally spent in negative ads on you throughout the entire just general election?
Well, they spent over $100 million on negative ads towards me. And I said it raised a virtually tied, which meant they don't even know how to spend that money. So why are they spending our money? They continue to spend our money, continue to spend money they don't have, and then they make excuses for it. You know, right now Biden was in China. He's meeting with the president of China. Can we trust what he said after the press conference? We can't. You know, one thing that's sad is we have people that voted 96% of the time, like Senator Warnock with Biden. You can't even trust what Biden's going to tell you when he gets into the press conference. You don't know whether it's real or not, because we've lost respect from our foreign leaders. We've lost our leadership that we had, and people don't trust us no more because of what we did in Afghanistan. We got to bring that trust back to our foreign leader. We got to bring that trust back to the voters here in the United States of America and to our state.
Is the Republican Party united in terms of helping you and raising the money to counter the onslaught of negative ads they'll be throwing at you again?
Well, they're coming around. They're coming in, and they're coming in to help me to raise the money. And as I said, I want everyone to come in and raise the money. If you believe in the freedoms and liberties that we've had so many people to sacrifice for, if you believe in our men and women in blue, if you believe that we can secure the border, you believe that we can get this inflation under control, you believe we can get law and order under control, go to TeamHerschel.com. So we can do it, but we got to do it together. center why not want to divide. It seems like Joe Biden want to divide. They want to separate people because of their color. And we've come so far to have people in Washington to take us back right now. And we don't. We shouldn't want that. We shouldn't have that. We got to get those people out of office. And there's no doubt. If they want to stay in the United States, it's okay. But we come together as people because it said we the people. We the people need to get this done.
Well, there's a lot of people. I know Ted Cruz was in there and a bunch of people going in and doing events with you. We'll be down there at some point. Look forward to seeing you. And I hope people take advantage. When does early voting start in Georgia?
Well, that's one thing I think is good here. You know, we have a shorter time right now in this runoff. You know, December 6th is the day we got to vote. And I think it's early voting is on a week out from that. So we only have a week out, and this is going to be really quickly. So that's the reason I'm out right now campaigning. As soon as it was decided it was a runoff, the next day I was out campaigning. I want people to know, guys, whatever happened, I want you to know that there's a difference between Herschel Walker and Senator Warnock. Senator Warnock has done nothing in 2 years since he's been in office. Well, I'm here to work for the people. You know, people say I don't have to do this. That's not true. I do have to do this. Because I found that America's dream, and I know that America's dream is out there for all kids, all Americans, but if we get Senator Warnock and Joe Biden stays in office, they would never have that America's dream.
I just can't believe a guy that says America needs to repent of its whiteness, you know, is even competitive. I can't believe a guy that says you can't be serving the military and serve God at the same time is even in the U.S. Senate. I can't believe a guy that refers to cops and law enforcement as thugs and gangsters. I'm shocked he never got called out on any of this. I can't believe a guy that, you know, supposed to be the, you know, running Ebenezer Baptist Church, of which is formerly the home of Pastor Martin Luther King Jr., you know, is supporting abortion up to the moment of birth. Never mind his own personal positions. He wants CRT taught in school. He wants no domestic energy production at all. I mean, these are really unbelievable positions he takes. Never mind the personal issues he has. And he talks about character. Took a shot at you last week. And meanwhile, this is a guy trying to, according to his ex-wife, run her over with a car during a domestic dispute. And it wasn't a long time ago. That was 2020. Or when he was running a camp and they had real allegations of child abuse, five specific cases to varying degrees. He literally was arrested for obstructing justice into the investigation and protect these kids. None of that seemed to really get out during the general election.
Well, Sean, he paid some families off where they couldn't talk. So some family did not talk because he paid them off. And the worst thing right now that people are not even talking about, the apartment that he runs, that the church runs, and he said Herschel is a part of it, the apartment that he runs is people that are homeless, people that have mental illness. He evicted them. He evicted them, and not only did he evict them, people have died in that place. Nobody's been held accountable for it. And he said that I'm bringing a bad thing down on a church. The church has nothing to do with it. It's Senator Warnock held responsible. He has not filed the right paperwork since 2011. So my thing is, don't make excuses. Right now, he's been in office for 2 years, have done nothing but went with Joe Biden, but now he's making excuses, and it's my fault. It's everybody else's fault but his. And that's what we got to do, is hold people accountable. It's time to hold people accountable, and the only way we can do that is vote them out of office. We cannot continue to have people in office that thinking that they can get away with anything when they're supposed to represent the people of the United States, represent the great people of Georgia. But this apartment building is disgusting. It has rats. It has everything that he's taking money for that he should have cleaned up. And then he said that I'm trying to sully the name of Dr. King. No, he is doing that. He's doing that, and it is embarrassing. It is terrible. He needs to be held accountable because his name is on the paperwork. His name is on the paperwork.
By the way, it was you that offered to pay the back rent. Some people have been being kicked out for owing $28. All right, Herschel Walker, TeamHerschel.com. Thanks for being with us. We'll be checking in a lot in the next 3 weeks here. Appreciate you being with us.
Hey, thank you, Sean, and God bless.
I thank you.
Exposing the Pelosi Party's chaos and corruption all day, every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, let's set our busy phones here. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, let's go to John is in Connecticut. John, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. How you doing today?
I'm good, my friend. What's going on?
So I've been trying to get through. Last Wednesday, I woke up and all depressed and another post-election letdown. And at 3:08, I'm like, oh, I got to get Hannity on. And I tuned in, and I felt like I was listening to Rush. You calmed me down. You're like the voice of reason, and I figured you'd like to hear that.
Well, I appreciate it. I am not as down as I'm hearing from some people, because I understand this country, I think, pretty well. And all the years I've been doing this, I've learned a thing or two. One of the things I've learned is, first of all, I never bought into the expectations of others, but that's separate and apart, is that this country is going to end up getting this right. We always do. We've got a lot to examine here. We're still going to end up with control of the House of Representatives, according to every person that I've talked to all weekend long. That is an enormous victory, not at to the extent that we want, but we'll take it. I think every American now sees the absolute outrageousness of these, you know, never ending perpetual voting, 90 days, 60 days, 30 days, early voting. It's got to stop. We've got to have some sense here applied to the system. And I think people will agree to that. And I just have a feeling that this is not. It's been misinterpreted by everybody. And I think that the American people in the end are going to straighten this thing out. And, you know, how, which way and how soon, I don't know. But I think pain is a great awakener. And if Americans need more economic pain, they're in for it. They're going to get it. And we're not going to fix the country anytime soon, but we can fix it in the next election. You live in the greatest country God gave man. We've overcome a civil war, revolutionary war, two world wars. One my father fought in, 9/11, 2001, one depression, many recessions. We're going to overcome this, and we have to keep that perspective. And are there things that we need to examine and fix? Yeah, some of which I discussed earlier. Some I are inexplicable to me, and I think over time we'll figure it out. I think when Newt says that this defies every model of elections he's ever seen, he's right, and I think a lot of it is rooted in we have dramatically altered how elections are held in this country. And it has turned out to be a huge disadvantage to Republicans and conservatives. How do you win 5 million more votes? We never win the popular vote anymore. But yet, you know, don't win by a massive margin in the House. It's all, we're going to take this apart. I'm going to make it my mission to get us there. I promise you. Anyway, appreciate the call. Keep your head up. You know, God's still in charge. Don't forget. All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, here's President Trump from last night's announcement. The country can't take four more years of Biden. Boy, that's an understatement. Listen.
I will ensure that Joe Biden does not receive four more years in 2020. Can't do it. Our country could not take that. And I say that not in laughter. I say that in tears. Our country could not take four more years. It can only take so much. It's all very fragile to start off with. It can only take so much.
Only take so much. Yeah, I think we'd only take so much incoming damage. Anyway, here to analyze and talk about all the events in the last 24 hours and the last 2 years, Joe Concha. The Fox News media analyst star at the Fox News Channel, author of Come On, Man. Also, Mark Simone, host of the Top Morning Show on WOR in New York City, a friend as well. I welcome both of you to the program. So we've got 2 years under our belt of Biden, Mark Simone. We got 2 years left of this disaster. I don't think he knows what country he's in. I think we proved that this week. We know he doesn't know what leader he's talking to. So we have a president that's failing at a really high level. Here's my question. You know, I don't think anybody can predict with any level of certainty what this country is going to look like in 2 years. Do you think we can predict that?
Definitely not. They keep talking about Trump having baggage. You know, look at Biden has more baggage than the Kardashians. I mean, I never saw a guy with so many problems.
What baggage do the Kardashians have?
Oh, they got.
I don't follow the Kardashians. I'm not keeping up with them. Go ahead.
Oh, they have 100 suitcases anytime they go anyplace. But Biden is a disaster. He's having his 80th birthday. You know, any president's having a birthday. There's a huge party, a celebration. Here they don't even want to mention it. It's the biggest cover-up ever. They have that big G20 summit. The main event is the gala dinner, and he's the honoree, and he's too frail and feeble to go to it. How tough is it to go to sit in a chair at a dinner? He couldn't even handle that. So this is now, a year from now, 2 years from now, and they don't have any bench. I don't know who they're going to replace him with. There's nobody on that bench that has a shot.
Joe Concha, what's your analysis? Where are we now? This is maybe the one election in my life that I look at, and I can't answer questions. I can't explain some things away. And Newt Gingrich actually said it pretty well when he said, this is the first time I got to rethink every single election model I've ever known my entire career. I mean, if he's saying that, then I guess we're all in pretty good shape.
Mark, he's not alone, right? I mean, you looked at the historical trends here like Newt did. I'm sure he lived it. 54 seats, 1994, Bill Clinton. And the country, you can make an argument, was in better shape because how could it possibly be worse than ours is in right now in terms of inflation and crime and the border and education and foreign policy? So everything lined up for Republicans in this election. Far better for them than even in 1994, and Clinton lost 54 seats. In 2010, Barack Obama loses 63 seats. Again, you didn't have a wide-open border like we have now. You didn't have inflation at over 8%. You didn't have crime as rampant as it is now, and so on and so forth. And the guy still lost 63. So the logical thing here was, well, given the conditions on the ground, can Republicans at least pick up 20, 30 seats? That's considered a wave. I don't blame anybody who came to that conclusion, but now, post-election, when we're doing the autopsy, Sean, I think that we see that neither party is really trusted to solve these problems, and that's why we have a split decision in government where you have Republicans have the House, but only by a little bit, and Democrats have the Senate, but only by a very, very little bit. And then you have an unpopular president in the White House. Nobody's winning right now. The question is, who has the winning message to bring voters from one side over to the other and bring it home? We'll have to see. I'm out of the predictions business. That I know, 731 days away from an election, I ain't saying anything in terms of what I think is going to happen because no one knows.
You know, one thing we can say, and I had a caller earlier in the program say this, it doesn't matter who the Republicans put up. They're going to be turned into Lucifer by the time they're done. They're going to be, you know, just the embodiment of pure evil. This is one thing I've never understood about, for example, and I mentioned this earlier as well, about Liz Cheney, for example, Mark Simone. Look at what Darth Vader, you know, he was a war criminal. He was a murderer. He was a crook with Halliburton. And I would think that Liz Cheney might have some level of understanding about the people that she ended up partnering with. But apparently I was wrong.
No. Even like Ron DeSantis, all those same people, 2 minutes ago, they were telling he's a right-wing extremist, anti-gay, no masks, no vaccine. They hated him. Now they love him. You know who's always wrong? I always use them as the reverse barometer. The big donors, whoever they want, is always the loser. They're the ones that gave you Jeb and Romney and McCain and the big Steve Schwartzman, the big hedge fund donors. Now they're trying to get rid of Trump. So these oligarchs.
By the way, so everybody understands, all these billionaires that he's rattling off are all friends with Mark Simone.
They're friends of yours.
They're not friends of mine. Anyway.
Well, again, more proof. They're always wrong. They always back the wrong guy. So don't listen to them.
You know, that's the one thing that I have faith in. Yeah, all right, I'm staying on my theory of accelerated migration. I'll give you the first crack at it, Joe Concha, and that is that, okay, accelerated migration, accelerated because people got fed up with the shutdowns, fed up with their kids being, you know, homeschooled or on Zoom school, and they wanted their kids in-person learning, and they didn't want their kids' education to be set back at all. They wanted lower taxes, better weather, more freedom. And you see a migration out of California for the first time in 175 years. They're losing population. They've always gained population. You see Texas is taking in massive amounts of people every single year. People are moving to the Carolinas. They're moving to Tennessee. And on average, 850 people are now making Florida their home every day. They're moving to the state of Florida.
It's remarkable, right? Because you're right about that. And the thing is, Mark brought up before, on the Democratic bench that could come forward if Joe Biden doesn't run, and you keep hearing the name Gavin Newsom, governor of California, over and over again. And then you say, okay, what's his bumper sticker going to look like? I'll do to America what I did to California? And if it comes down to somehow one governor versus another, because governors run their states like countries, and you have a DeSantis-Newsom matchup, so if the choice comes down to, would I rather live in Florida that has no income tax, and or I could live in California, which has the highest income tax in the country, 13.3% state income tax, or they have the highest poverty rate in the country, a homeless problem that's completely out of control, and a governor that's welcoming illegal immigrants into the country by saying, I'm going to give you free health care. That's one choice. Or you could go to Florida, where, again, you have a governor that's pushing back against teachers' unions as far as the parental rights bill that he passed that the media tried to smear as a don't say gay bill, and DeSantis basically rhetorically punched him back in the face over that one, and now everybody loves that bill in that state, and on in terms of the way DeSantis runs the state or Newsom. If that's the binary choice, guess who wins that fight based on the issues? And that's what would happen if you had DeSantis versus Newsom.
Wins the fight, but Mark Simone, if I'm right, and all these people that are leaving New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, going to the East Coast of Florida or Central Florida, and everyone in Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana going to the West Coast of Florida or Central Florida, the ones fed up with the lockdowns and high taxes and cold weather, and their baby boomers now retiring, and they said, you know what, I was going to leave later, but I'm leaving right now, and they're leaving in droves. Doesn't it make those states bluer? Doesn't it make it more difficult for a Republican to win the presidency?
Absolutely. That's what happened in New York. You know, I'm not that upset because I bought a lot of stock at U-Haul before the election. This is great for people moving out.
By the way, Mark's not kidding. I guarantee you he did. Did you? I bet you did, didn't you?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Yep. By the way, that sounds like a yes. What do you say, Joe Concha?
Oh, absolutely. Simone, he's got his hands in everything. There is something going on here, and that's why he's Mr. New York. You can't be Mr. New York without making some good investments.
All right, without taking your time, Mark, if you rent a U-Haul in California and you take it to Texas, you're going to pay over $3,000. If you take it from Texas to California, take it back, you're going to pay about $400, and you probably can negotiate a lower price because you're doing U-Haul a favor. Because that's where they're making the money in the other direction.
Well, I'm not kidding. You actually can't get a U-Haul right now in New York City. There's like a waiting list of weeks. You can't get a moving van right now. They're all with everybody leaving. Hey, the other, you know, Florida, 1 minute after the polls closed, they had the, here's the results, done. California, they won't have the results till Christmas at least. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that. It's and you get DeSantis, not even an empty suit. This guy's like a chalk outline. There's like nothing there.
Yeah, well, it seems like it. What you play, Mark Simone, you're Mr. New York. You'd never leave New York, would you?
No, it's still great. You love New York.
It is. No, I don't love New York. You're wrong. I hate New York. There's more crime. There's more. It's filthy, dirty. You know, I can't walk 5 feet without smelling weed. You got more people being thrown in front of trains. You can't go below ground without putting your life in jeopardy. Then you've got the knockout game is back, and nobody seems to care. They still have the idiotic no bail laws. Why would you want to stay there?
Well, I'm not nominating you for the Chamber of Commerce. That's what speech that was. Well, more crime?
And then the taxes, Mark. You like money.
Well, it is expensive here, but you get what you pay for. There's more going on. There's more restaurants, concerts, fun. Everything's going on here.
And girls, by the way. I mean, there are some very nice girls to have nice conversations with.
Well, Miami is known to have quite a roster there, too.
There you go. Mark is an eligible bachelor, so maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know, and I don't even want to know. I'm afraid to ask. I really am. Joe is even afraid to ask, and Joe will ask any question. All right, quick break. More with Joe Concha, more with Mark Simone on the other side. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program as we continue.
All the breaking news with the analysis to help you make sense of it all. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Jesse Kelly, tonight from 6 till 9 on 710 WOR.
Hey, a lot of you know that I learned how to use a firearm when I was 11 years old. I've been practicing my entire life, and people ask me all the time, Hannity, what kind of gun should I get? Well, now I'm telling them, go to Henry Repeating Arms. And I always tell them to start just by going to their website, henryusa.com. You're going to get a free catalog. Now, Henry has over 200 models of rifles and shotguns to choose from. They're made with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen, and you don't beat their performance. Every one I have was accurate right out of the box and reliable ever since. Their company motto is made in America or not made at all. They have a lifetime warranty, family-owned business, and these folks are true patriots who give back to our military, our vets, our first responders, sick kids, you name it. They support gun safety, and they support our Second Amendment. So if you're in the market for a high-quality American-made firearm, just go to henryusa.com. You get their free catalog, list of dealers, and free decals. HenryUSA.com. You'll love this company. All right, we continue with Joe Concha and Mark Simone. We'll get to your calls at the bottom of the half hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program.
Sean, to push back a little on your migration theory, don't you think Democrats are sick of being in those states too? I mean, everybody feels crime and inflation. It can't just be a Republican thing, right?
You know, interestingly, the people that are leaving, they're tired of the shutdowns, they're tired of high taxes, they're tired of high crime, they're tired of woke education. These are very specific things that are happening and at an accelerated pace in these blue states. So I think they're escaping all of that. And that's why, you know, Florida is going to be more red. The Carolinas will be more red. That's why Texas is more red. Governor Abbott won by double digits also. I mean, there's something to all of this. Now, you got to tell me what Republican and how that Republican is going to win Michigan. How are you going to win Wisconsin? How are you going to win Pennsylvania? I mean, it just is getting harder, and the math was hard to begin with.
And that's the thing, right? You have to thread this perfect needle now, because it used to be Georgia and Arizona were a given, right? All right, those are red states. Okay, we have those, but we have to win that blue wall like Trump did in 2016, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. And if you lose one of those, basically it's over. So that's a very good question, and that's the thing now. Republicans, you got to be perfect, or else you're not going to win these elections, and that means putting up, you know, the perfect candidate. The question is, who's that going to be? Will it be Trump, DeSantis, somebody we're not even talking about? I mean, all I know is in 2006, your front runners for the 2008 nominations were Rudy Giuliani and Hillary Clinton. Right? So
yeah,
for 2014,
I mean, that's such a good point.
It was Jeb and it was Hillary on the other side. In other words, to predict these things 2 years out is a bit of fool's errand, and we should stop immediately. I am.
All right. Well, an inside straight is what whoever the candidate is, it's an inside straight or a royal flush. Is that what it's going to take, Mark Simone?
Well, here's one thing. You've got to get the rules back to normal. This early voting, Pennsylvania, a million votes came in before anybody saw Fetterman's debate. New York, a million votes came in before they saw any debate. Got to get the rules back to what they were. If you change the rules, you're going to change the outcome.
Tell me how that's going to happen in those states. Tell me the way to make that happen.
Well, that's the problem. You got these Democratic governors, and George Soros, besides putting in those horrible DAs, put in a lot of crazy secretaries of state who allow this stuff to go on. And I don't know how we're going to fix that. It's got to be fixed, though.
I think, guys, you got to embrace the rules. You got to then just first tell people to start voting early, because Democrats are getting a 5-week head start, and then we're confining the votes to just one day. Just, all right, if those are the rules, then play by them and try to exploit them just like Democrats have.
I said the same thing earlier, and I think some people get mad when I say it, but if that's the system and we're stuck with it, my system would be day of voting, with exceptions for the military and the elderly and infirmed and people that will be, genuinely away on business or whatever. But you have partisan observers watching the voting in every precinct, and they watch every precinct count the votes, paper ballots, photo ID, and you're off to the races. Now, in New York, you don't need a photo ID. I'm sure you voted Mark Simone. Did they ask for your ID? They didn't ask for mine.
Well, I don't mind the early voting for a few days, but it's got to be in an official government place with all the stuff you just said. No mail-in ballots, none of that stuff. That's got to stop. IDs, everything.
But again, New York's never going to fix it. These states are not giving in. Democrats don't want any ID, but they only want ID when you go to the Democratic National Convention, or if you want to visit your elected official in Washington, you need an ID for that. Anyway, appreciate you both. Mark Simone, thank you. Joe Concha, thank you. We'll hit the phones next, 800-941-SEAN, our number. We'll continue.
When we come back, more of the best of the Sean Hannity Show. Stay tuned.
There is literally zero reason to be paying Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile over $80 a month for wireless when you get the exact same service on the exact same network at Pure Talk for half the price. You got it. Talk, text, and blazing fast data, only $30 a month. Now, these other big carriers, they're making you pay for thousands of retail stores that you never go into, perks that you'll never use, and massive profits that keep their shareholders happy, but not you. And you know who Pure Talk wants to keep happy? You, their customer. That's why they've invested in a U.S.-based customer service team, and it's why they give you more data options than unlimited, because they won't charge you for data that you're never going to use. Now, I switched to Pure Talk because I like supporting a company owned by a U.S. vet. I like supporting companies that support me and my values and save me money. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll get an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
War, inflation, and $30 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 all over again. Millions of Americans watch their retirement savings disappear, while those who invested in physical gold and silver were protected. And if you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, 401k, or savings, you could be at risk again. Right now, thousands of Americans are using an IRS loophole to add physical gold and silver to their retirement savings. So call 855-815-GOLD to get a free gold kit and learn how you could get $10,000 or more in free silver to protect your retirement savings. GoldCo has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and they have placed over $1 billion in precious metals. We could be looking at a recession worse than 2008, so don't wait. Call GoldCo today. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.